Welcome Dawn, please.
Okay, welcome everyone. Can you hear me okay? From the microphone in the back. All right, thumbs up, sweet. So welcome to my talk about building a community around your company's open source projects. I will mention that on my blog, the slides are already uploaded. They're also uploaded to the FOSDEM site. So slides are all there and it's being recorded, so all covered. I am first going to tell you just a little bit about me. I've spent more than 20 years working in the technology industry, and most of that time I've been focused on open source software from within a variety of companies. So I was director of community at Puppet. I was community lead at Intel's Open Source Technology Center. I also have a PhD from the University in Greenwich in London that I got by researching how people from very different companies collaborate within the Linux kernel, which was a lot of fun. I'm currently working on open source strategy at Pivotal, which was just acquired by VMware. At Pivotal, I've been mostly focused on defining our Kubernetes contribution strategy. So as part of that work, I'm also a Kubernetes contributor, active within the contributor experience, SIG. I'm also a board member of OpenUK, which is focused on developing and sustaining leadership within open technology within the UK, focused on open source software, open hardware, open data, and kind of the intersection of those three things. We have a stand in Building K where we're serving tea and biscuits in a very British style, so swing by if you haven't been there yet. Not today.
Yesterday.
Oh, no, that was yesterday, so no tea and biscuits today. Thank you, Matt. Let's see. I'm also on the governing board member, and I'm a maintainer for the Linux Foundation's Chaos Project, which is focused on open source metrics, which is another thing that I'm super passionate about. And I'm on the advisory board for Paturgia, which is also an open source metrics company. Now, my work within open source software has been focused on two things. It's been focused both on growing participation in company-driven open source projects, like the work that I did at Puppet, and also in helping our communities collaborate within large kind of industry foundation-driven projects like the work that I've been doing at Pivotal within the Kubernetes project. Now, in this talk, I'll focus on building community for your company's open source projects, and I'll talk more about what I mean by that. First of all, building community around your company's open source project is hard. If it was easy, you'd already have an amazing community, and none of you would be sitting in this room or on the live stream watching this talk, right? The reality is that we, as humans, are not mindless automatons. Humans have feelings. We have bad days. We can be squishy and unpredictable and irrational and all kinds of crazy stuff. But you can't have a community without the people. So you need to find ways to really encourage people to participate. And sometimes it can be really, really difficult to get people to contribute to your project. And unfortunately, there is no magic bullet. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. So today, what I'm going to do is focus on some of the things that you can do, or the flip side of that, not do, to increase the chances of successfully building a community.